Wake up!
Rise and shine!
Today's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
Tuesday!
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Nice early morning surprise.
Why you gotta be so cranky in the morning?
I'm not really a morning person.
Crank up the radio!
I suggest you stop jabbering.
Say what?
Like a monkey house on visitor's day.
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
What day is it?
Tuesday!
Come on, I haven't got all day!
Let's go!
Enjoy the show.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Tuesday morning, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And, I like your June gloom continues.
Yeah, June gloom.
It's ridiculous.
Just no good.
Yeah, I know. What do you got out there in the temperature?
I think it's 49 degrees.
49 degrees. Can you believe it?
I'm writing off the month. I've just given up.
Yep. it's June the 5th. Come on. What's up?
LBF, you're going to make your big admission.
About what?
What we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah. I turned on the heat.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're kidding.
Turned on my heat. Yeah, that's why I have heat. People are like, I'm not turning on the heat. I'm not turning on the heat. I'm like, no, this is what you do. You just go, boop. I turned on the heat.
Nope.
It was freezing
in
my house.
Wouldn't do it yesterday.
What's wrong with you people?
I put on a sweater.
I put on a sweater, and then I was so cold because I'm such a teeny tiny little thing.
Yes.
Middle age will do that to you.
I know. You have your problems.
No,
okay, well, things we have coming up on the program today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a conversation with Andy Cohen. And ironically, yesterday morning in this program, we were talking about, if you could meet anybody in the world, have a real conversation, sit down and talk with them, who would you choose? And LBF said, Andy Cohen.
Of all the people in all the land.
In all the land.
You're not going to make it awkward and tell them that, are you?
Maybe.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm crazy today. I'm turning on the heat. I'm asking crazy questions.
So I got my new edition of Cosmo came yesterday.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Did you see the latest in?
Hold on. Could you say that again?
Okay. My new edition of Cosmo came yesterday, and did you see the newest in women's makeup? Guess who's making makeup for women?
I think I heard this.
Crayola.
It's about time.
Crayola.
Wow. Yeah.
So we will we'll check that out for you this morning.
Can you read the story? We talked about it this morning.
What's that?
About the cigar smoking students at the Saugus High graduation.
Yes. They got suspended, didn't they?
Well, the ones that have graduated, there are six lacrosse players and a baseball player anyway who can't participate in the tournament now because of it.
Really?
Because of smoking cigars?
They lit up a cigar after graduation as a celebratory type thing, the passing of the torch, and it's kind of tradition at a lot of different schools, but it's actually against the state law, and it's also against MIAA policy. And so they're not going to be able to play. People think it's a little heavy-handed.
Little bit.
I think a little bit.
Okay. Hey, did you see the announcements from Apple yesterday? We have to get into this because there's something on there about tongue detection. Like
what?
Okay.
Tongue detection.
Yeah. New feature.
New feature.
No, sir.
Yeah. New feature from Apple. So we got to figure out what that's all about.
Maybe Brad Marchand can be the spokesman for
that. That's a good idea.
Okay, plus we're going to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up in just 10 minutes right now, right here, WROR.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
The excitement is building in the studio because it's time to play this morning. And Jim Deedle is on the line. He's from Randolph, Massachusetts. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great, thank you. Jim, what do you do for a living?
I'm a banker.
A banker.
Banker.
Okay, could you use $1,000?
I sure could.
I figured you probably could.
You're not a banker from Newton, are you?
No, but close to it.
Here's what's going to happen, Jim. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in a time span of 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, immediately say pass. We'll move on. You need up to 60 seconds before the buzzer goes off. If you can give us all 10 correct answers, we give you $1,000. If you still have time remaining at the end before the buzzer goes off, you can come back and pick up any of the questions you passed on. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. 3, 2, 1, go.
What type of fruit is credited with inspiring Newton to write the laws of gravity?
An apple.
Chug, 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 puff, puff, puff is how what famous book begins?
Pass.
What kind of tree do prunes come from?
Plum.
What album did Michael Jackson make following Thriller?
Pass.
What Washington Irving character fell asleep for 20 years?
Rip Van Winkle.
What gulf is to the south of Florida?
Repeat that.
What gulf is to the south of Florida?
Gulf of Mexico.
Which state was the 50th state to join the Union?
Hawaii.
What was the name of the magician in King Arthur's court?
Marilyn.
Mickey Mouse has how many fingers on each hand?
Four.
What was the name of the restaurant Doc Hopper wanted to open in the Muppet movie?
Pass.
Chug, 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 puff, puff, puff is wet. Oh, close.
Seven correct answers there. Not bad at all.
Impressive.
Yes.
You really did a good
recap,
job.
Recap, please.
Chug, 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 puff, puff, puff is how the book The Little Engine That Could begins.
I thought it was a Cheech and Chong book.
Michael Jackson made Bad after Thriller. Oh, yeah. And Frog's Legs was the restaurant Doc Hopper wanted to open in the Muppet movie.
I was going to get one of the other two on the rebound, but nope.
Oh, you were so close. You did a good job.
You did a fine job.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Hey, no problem. We got
Guess
a consolation prize for you.
Yeah.
Okay, you've won a $100 shop and Stop and Shop gift card. The newest Savory magazine is in stores now. Celebrate American food with the easiest ever 4th of July recipe. Wait, can you believe we're talking about it? The 4th of July is a month from today.
Yeah, and it's like 50 degrees
The Pan Mass Challenge is 2 months from today. Oh, boy.
Summer's over.
Okay, listen, if you think you got what it takes to play, win a grant in 60 seconds. Enter to be a contestant now at WRR.com, and you could win $1,000 thanks to our friends at Century Bank. So, you hold the line here. We'll get everything, all the information we need to take care of your consolation prize. Thank you very much for being a member of the nation. Jim, have yourself a great day.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hey, everybody, let's find out about that new bike. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is just returning from an extended moose hunting trip, and he spots little Ephus Jr. on a brand new expensive bicycle, and we hear...
Well, say there, little Ephus, where'd you get that brand new bicycle?
Oh, I bought it myself, Pa.
Well, that looks mighty expensive. Where'd you get the money?
I earned it hiking.
Hiking? Come on, tell me the truth. How'd you get that money?
It is the truth, Pa. Every night when you were gone, Mr. Reynolds from the corner store would come over and see Ma, and he'd give me a $100 bill and tell me to take a hike.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. Lorne and Wally.
Oh, yes, modern technology, artificial intelligence, it's taking over the world. And part of this is coming right out of, you know, it's local, coming right out of MIT.
Yeah, you know what? James Corden was talking about these MIT students who are gonna, there's going to be a restaurant in Boston where robots cook the meals. And you know what? I don't know. Is that such a good idea?
This was interesting. A new restaurant has opened in Boston where all of the food is cooked by robots.
Yes.
The restaurant was started by a group of engineers from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Mmm, I'm already hungry. A robot that can cook a meal. Is this a new thing? Isn't this just a microwave? I'm pretty sure I had a robot make me a frozen burrito last night. It's a little different than having a human cooking staff. Instead of finding a hair in your food, you'll find a USB cable.
You know, it's getting pretty bad, too, because, you know... Like, artificial intelligence is really everywhere, and Conan O'Brien was talking about this baby and artificial intelligence.
In the United Kingdom, a baby's first word was Alexa.
Wow.
Yeah, the baby's next words were, get me new parents.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, so how's the challenge coming? We're going to talk about this. You know, the Pan Mass Challenge is just we're under 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
It starts, 2 months from yesterday. And we need your help on this. And you can ride with us, and you can do like a 25-mile, a 50-mile, you know, as little as that. Or you can be a virtual rider. Now, what's a virtual rider? LBF is a virtual writer, and we're going to explain that coming up in just about 15 minutes right here at WR. And you can get on the bandwagon and help us raise money because the goal this year is $52 million, okay? Good morning, this is Lorna White. Okay, everybody, you realize that 2 months from right now, Pan Mass Challenge for the brand new season is going to be kicking off. And this is really big. The goal this year is $52 million. That is a huge, huge thing. And all this money goes directly to fight cancer. We need your help on this. Now, there are a number of ways to ride. And for the first time ever, We're all riding in this thing one way or another. And for the first time ever, Brian is riding the entire thing all the way from Sturbridge to P-Town.
So we're going to try it.
You're gonna be fine.
It's a long one, Nance.
192
miles. So LBF says, you know, I would like to be a virtual rider because we heard about this virtual rider. So you're actually riding a station. And by the way, the people at Planet Fitness says, okay, we'll help you out with this. So they supplied her with a stationary bike, one of the really great
favorite kind of bike.
That's right. And well, so we know you have a long history of,
bike accidents.
Yes, I do. But this is a very safe way to ride and my kind of jam. And the thing is that I have committed to ride 192 miles as well. Now, not in 2 days like Brian Bell because he's an overachiever, but I gave myself 30 days.
Just a regular achiever.
You're an overachiever in my mind. That's pretty cool. But I'm going to take 30 days to ride 192 miles. And, you know, the thing is you can, you know, you can become a virtual rider with me. And their Planet Fitness is going to match the pledges to my virtual ride up to $5,000. And it helps the PNC.
That's really great.
Well, hey, I know yesterday you said, I'm going to go home and ride for 2 hours yesterday. How'd that go?
I rode for 30 minutes. I'm trying.
Hey, okay. Well, no, that's okay.
You wrote 30 minutes of the rainy pictures?
Yeah. I am being very vigilant about making sure that this is all legit because I know that people in this room don't think that I can do it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I think you can do it.
I think you can do it. I just don't believe that you're going to do it.
Oh, I see.
You don't believe him.
I think you can do it. Is there any photographic evidence of it?
Yeah, I think she's going to do it. It's up on our Facebook page.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And at WROR.com, there's a whole...
In order for me to achieve my goal, I need to ride 6.4 miles every single day.
Okay.
Now, I've ridden...
There you go. 5.94 and 5.82 so far.
You've
got 179.24 miles.
I skipped 2 days. That's not a great start, but I'm going to really try.
Okay, you're going to do this within 30 days because you'll crank it up and you'll get going like an hour or so. You'll pick up extra.
You know, I find that it's easy to watch Real Housewives when you're on the bike.
I'll keep that
in. It is. It's just an hour episode and that's it. And there's a cup holder, and if I want to have a tequila and grapefruit, why not?
Speaking
I'm at
of sports,
home.
Hey, the Red Sox had the day off yesterday. They returned to Fenway Park. Tonight they host the Tigers. Steven Wright will start against Detroit's Artie Lewicki. Yankees split a doubleheader with the Tigers last night, so the Sox still lead the Yanks by a game in the American League East. Listen to this. Aaron Judge set a major league record with 8 strikeouts in that doubleheader.
Amazing.
0 for 3 with 3 Ks, 0 for 5, 5 more strikeouts. You want to see it? It's always fun to see the Yankees struggle. Go to WROR.com. Patriots minicamp. It's underway in Foxborough. They'll take to the field today. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski have both reported. It's the first time we'll see Brady in a Patriots jersey since the Super Bowl loss to the Eagles. Speaking of which, the Eagles were supposed to be at the White House today to celebrate their Super Bowl victory, but they were disinvited by President Trump. A number of Eagles weren't going to attend, and then the president canceled the celebration, saying the Eagles disagreed with his belief in standing for the national anthem. Although last year, not one Eagle took a knee out on the field. Capitals jumped out to a 3-0 first period lead. They're just a win away from the first Stanley Cup championship ever. They beat Vegas 6-2 last night in D.C. The Caps lead 3-1. Game 5 Thursday night in Las Vegas. The Warriors look to go up 3-0 tomorrow night in Cleveland. Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Revs in action tonight for a U.S. Open Cup match at Louisville City FC in Kentucky. Former San Francisco 49er wide receiver Dwight Clark, famous for what is known in the NFL as the catch, died yesterday from ALS at the age of 61. He was a 2-time Pro Bowler, won 2 Super Bowls, and one of Tom Brady's all-time favorites.
Okay, the Brian Bell Buster is coming up next, and today it's all about
power washing. I'm going to call Gary as kind of an inept company who's power washing his house.
If you happen to find a big toe, he kind of caught his toe with the power washer, and it was set at about 5,000 PSI. So he's off at the hospital anyway, getting that checked out. But it'd be great if we could find it to put it back on.
He lost a toe? Like off his foot?
Yeah, it's happened before. He's really got to be more careful. But all the blood came out of the sidewalk. It's okay.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WRO.
Hello.
The Bronx.
Ryan Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Gary and Amy have been looking into having their house power washed.
Sure.
You know, Amy wants to get Gary for his birthday. So I called Gary as the company that Amy hired to wash the house, and I don't think they're doing a very good job.
Hello.
Hey, trying to reach Gary.
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Gary, this is Lloyd from the Pressure Is On Power Washing.
My wife called you, is that correct?
We're just wrapping up your job here.
Oh, I thought she was just going to get an estimate. I didn't know what was happening.
You know what? We had an opening, so we just took care of it. So I just wanted to touch base with you.
Oh, okay. All right, well, how did everything go?
You know, it went pretty well. A couple things we might want to, just when you get home, you might notice. We did the pressure. We got a 3,500 PSI power washer, you know, so it takes care of just about anything, you know?
Oh, great. Okay, cool. It sounds great.
Yeah, because we say here at the Pressure Is On, we say, you know, high pressure cleaning, not high pressure service. You know what I mean, Gary?
I appreciate that, man. I really do.
I noticed a few loose bricks when we were cleaning the chimney. You might want to check those out. With the pressure washer, a couple of them popped out. You might need a mason to check
out. Wait a minute. Loose bricks?
Yeah, there's some.
You mean to tell me a pressure washer loosened bricks on a chimney?
They were probably loose to begin with. We just cleaned them out. Maybe the dirt was holding them together a little bit, you know? So they're look good and clean, but there's a few that are on the ground now.
On the ground?
Yeah, we've made a little pile of them. You might want to put those back in with like a mason or something. Yeah, and I don't know if they were there before, but I noticed some dead birds in the area. Harry and I were kind of doing a little sword fight with the pressure washers, kind of like a dueling pressure washer sword fight. We might have clipped a bird or two in some of the trees. We got a little couple of the branches, so there are a couple, you know, leaves and things down there in the side yard.
Well, listen, what kind of birds were they?
Oh, I don't know. Once they get hit with 3,500 PSI, there's not much left. Kind of just a puff of feathers. Also, you know, my buddy Harry, if you happen to find a big toe, he kind of caught his toe with the power washer, and it was set at about 5,000 PSI. So he's off at the hospital anyway, getting that checked out. But it'd be great if we could find it to put it back on.
He lost a toe? Like off his foot?
Yeah, it's happened before. You know, we just sew it back on, but we haven't.
He's only got 10 toes for crying out loud.
Yeah, I know. See, he's got a lot of stitches in his feet. He's really got to be more careful. But all the blood came out of the sidewalk. It's okay.
Nobody comes to my house and kills birds and leaves a freaking toe, you know, in on my deck.
No, it wasn't on the deck. We looked. Maybe it's under the deck somewhere. Anyway, the house is, you know, good to go, ready to paint. Okay, so you're there's no paint left on your house.
What do you mean ready to paint? You were supposed to come over there and clean the siding. What do you mean it's ready to paint?
Yeah, we got it stripped down pretty good.
So wait a minute. You stripped that paint off the siding?
Yeah, I guess it did go right down to it's kind of gleaming. So clean.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. I'm calling the United
Nations. We hear from them all the time.
Well, I bet you do. I'm going to call my attorney right now and stick him on you like a rabid dog for coming over to my house, doing what you did, stripping the paint, killing my birds, leaving a toe there, and knocking the paint off my stuff.
Well, you've really been keeping track there, Gary.
And I want to talk to your supervisor, and then I want to talk to his supervisor, and then I want to talk to their supervisor.
Well, it's just Lloyd and Harry. It's just the two of us running this Pressure Is On power washing company.
I don't care if you're Abbott Costello or Bert and Ernie. You guys cannot come over there to my house.
Great duos.
What?
Those are some great duos. Thanks for mentioning us in that such great company.
Oh, listen, you think this is funny?
Well, you know who might think this is funny, Gary?
Who?
Your wife, Amy.
Why would she think this is funny?
Well, because Amy actually called me, Brian Bell, here at WROR. This is a Brian Bell buster, Gary.
I hate you. We've been listening to you guys for years, man. You totally hooked me.
So happy birthday, Gary.
Well, I appreciate that, man. If I find the toe, I'm going to barbecue and send it back to you.
Yeah, if you find a toe, I don't know whose it is. But hey, you can get Amy back on her birthday, too. And thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show and WROR.
We love you guys, man. Thank you so much for the laugh, okay?
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. From the Planet Fitness Studios. 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1. Framingham, Boston. Boston's greatest hits.
Big announcements from Apple yesterday. About the iPhones.
Yes, new operating system coming in fall, which means it's going to annoy you. But it's also going to bring some fun and interesting things, including your phone is going to tell you things you don't necessarily want to know. And then there's this weird addition that people are talking... Tongues are wagging about?
Yes, tongues are wagging about this.
And Emoji do such an amazing job tracking our expressions. And this year, we're taking An Emoji to a whole new level, the breakthrough new technology we call tongue detection. We're all going to be sticking out our tongues to our phones in the near future.
Okay, so I'm thinking, when I first hear this, I think, okay, this is tongue, is this going to be like tongue recognition? So you pick up your phone and open your phone. You have to lick your phone.
That would be literally the most disgusting thing ever.
But it could lead to a lot of other things.
Brad Marchand would be awesome at that.
Brad Marchand would be incredible at this.
E. coli poisoning? Okay. That's what it could lead to.
It could lead to flavored iPhones. They all knew iPhone orange. What do you think?
Maybe it would taste like an apple.
That's true. Probably so.
I see what you did there.
Well, yes, but what the tongue detection actually is.
Yes, please.
You know that they added the An Emojis, which is you can actually, you know, use your facial features on like a little character.
Mm-hmm.
So they've added to that. There's a few more An Emojis you can do, and it recognizes when you stick out your tongue or when you wink. So that you can actually do those things.
It could be more realistic.
The little character will
like be. Snapchat does, right? It's like a, like a when you stick your tongue out and you take the picture. And
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I have the new phone, the iPhone X10. Yeah. What is it? I don't know. Like, it's ridiculous. And I forgot about that. Like, I have that on my phone and
I've never used it.
I don't use it enough. I really should use it more.
I mean, I have a bazillion apps on this ridiculous phone and I only use, like, Facebook and I don't even answer it. Let's be honest.
Well, here's, you know what, one of the things, when you get stuck in a group text, it's the worst. When you're like, how did I even get into this group? Yeah.
And or people get mad at you.
When you get into a giant group text, now what can happen is that group text could turn into a group FaceTime.
You're kidding. Wow. Okay, that could be very uncomfortable.
Up to 32 people.
32 people?
I love that. That's like my parents are in Maine. One of my girls is in D.C. You know, we can all get on together.
My brother-in-law calls me on FaceTime all the time, and I'm like, dude, we're on FaceTime. Can you put a shirt on? Like, really?
Hope I don't have to tell my mother
that. Hey, Mom, put a shirt on, would you please?
And one of the things you say, you've got a million apps.
Yeah.
This is like the calorie counter of the iPhone.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
It's going to help you control your screen time and your kids' screen time. It'll actually tell you, like, how much time you're spending on different apps. And
no.
How much time
that's
you're,
frightening.
You're,
that
how much screen time you're actually getting. That could be
Do you remember when Facebook did that one year? They're like, you spent 4,050 hours on Facebook. Like, and you're like, oh, my God, I have a real problem. And then they never did it again because people were, like, quitting Facebook.
People were freaking out. Well, Hank was freaking out this morning because we were talking about he was keeping track of something.
Yeah, I, like, play solitaire on my iPhone, and it tells you, like, how many games you've played, how much you've won, and I'm not good at it.
Can I play with you?
I also just noticed that I've spent 3 days, 3 hours, and 42 minutes in the new year playing solitaire.
That's 3 days, 3 hours, and 42 minutes of your life you're never going to get back.
I hope my wife doesn't see this.
Wow.
Although I wasn't eating during any of that time.
Well, see, it's going to be a thing like, and Brian's right about this, because it's going to be like calorie counting. If anybody's ever going into calorie counting, all of a sudden you realize how many calories you've taken in when you didn't realize before. And it completely freaks you out.
I couldn't believe what it was in a veggie wrap. 500 calories in a veggie wrap?
Come on!
More Lauren and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, coming up, we got your 720 Men from Maine. And this particular Men from Maine, speaking of iPhones and technology, Ephus talks to Ephus Jr. about sex and the internet.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, as promised, it is time now for your 720 Men from Maine, so let's get to it.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus calls little Ephus Jr. aside for a conversation, and we hear...
Say, Ephus Jr.
Hey, y'all.
Now, we've talked about the birds and the bees, remember?
Right, Pa.
And I've noticed lately you've been spending a lot of time on the computer.
Yeah.
And I think it's about time to talk to you about them adult websites.
Well, what about them, Pa?
Well... How can I get past them filters without your mother finding out about it?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of The Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, so this is a pretty big day today as we see the New England Patriots, the mighty New England Patriots, are preparing for another football season, another run at another Super Bowl. Perhaps number, maybe ring number 5, you know what I'm saying? What do you think?
Ring number six.
That's right. We already have 5 of those, don't right. we? What an amazing thing is going on. However, there is controversy rearing its ugly head because Tom Brady and Gronk also didn't show up at the voluntary workouts. So, Ryan Bell believes that this is going to be a problem.
Well, I'm just curious how it's going to be the first time they're kind of in like a team meeting or, you know, because here's Tom Brady for the first time in his career hasn't gone to the OTAs.
Yeah, and Bill tends to frown upon that, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here. The guys that are here are improving. They're working hard. And those are the guys we're going to focus on.
That was Bill earlier
when
Brady didn't show up.
Oh, boy.
It just seems like he'll be a little bit of a tension with the guy who... What was Bill's...
No days off! No days off! No days off!
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that, yeah.
God, I hate that.
See, the difference is Gronk has already met with Belichick.
You're right.
Back in April, says, yeah, hey, I'm coming back, but Tom hasn't. You think TB12 is going to walk through the door, walk right over with a big smile, and give the hoodie a great big hug?
No.
I don't know. What do you think,
Bill? You don't think so? Yeah,
I think, we've already talked enough about him.
Oh, I see.
No, not yet.
I think it's going to be great.
Okay, so now you guys think it's going to be a problem. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
No?
Why not? I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Why not? Extrapolate.
I think it's a manufactured problem. Because sports writers got to write about something. Sports talk's got to talk about something. If you don't have controversy, you don't have a show.
But... for the first time in his career, the guy who leads the team did not show up to work with the new guys, the young guys, to get things rolling. The guy who, he's the one who, if you don't have the locker room, you kind of, where are you, right?
You guys, it's like when Adrian Malouf didn't show up for the season 3 Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion.
Oh.
It was like,
you
what?
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I was just, you're just not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be there for your housewives or your team, whatever.
It's June 5th. And one of the reasons they have voluntary camp is because it's freaking voluntary.
But he's always been there.
I think
before.
We've already talked enough about
him. He's the captain, right? Or like he's the de facto captain? Like he's the guy.
Team captains, but he's always been the guy who if he is not showing the Patriot way, then, who is?
It's going to be great.
Well, that's where the argument goes back to the Super Bowl, because not playing Malcolm Butler wasn't the Patriot way. Doing
That's
what's
true.
Right for the team, and he never had to really, he never qualified why he didn't
was
play
that a
him.
Personal
so
problem?
I think that's one of the things. Although, if Tom Brady walks through the door and he's in better shape than anybody else,
that's right.
Then it doesn't matter. But if he's limping,
no, it does. It does matter because that will show his leadership quality.
I'm not worried about him and being in shape. He's going to be in shape. There's no question about that. I think he's totally committed to the team. I think he's totally committed to the game.
Nope, I don't think he is. Not this year.
Really?
Oh,
and not this year. He didn't show up for OTAs. He's not totally committed the way he has in the past. It's different this year.
Times change, people change, situations and circumstances
he's
change.
He's not the leader that he
was. Yeah, he's not a leader anymore.
Does Bill Belichick start him on the second team to just get things going?
I can't wait for this season because
there
of the
is
nice
drama.
Drama.
There
like,
is
this
drama,
I don't even
ladies
care
and gentlemen.
About they win or lose. I just want to know about the inside drama. Can't we get somebody to tape record something?
No, they
in
got
there?
In trouble for that already.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember that?
Right.
Okay, we'll skip that idea. That was a good idea, though.
Okay, that was season 2.
We'll have to come up with something else going on here. Well, in the meantime, we got, dirty laundry. Speaking of dirty things, dirty laundry is coming up at 7:45 this morning.
You won't believe what the Queen gave Harry and Meghan for their wedding present. I've decided that my parents are the worst.
Unbelievable. Okay, Hank.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, it is time to delve deeply into the old dirty laundry hamper here this morning. And what do we got for your 7:45 dirty laundry?
Legally Blonde news. Dennis DeYoung is vindicated. Oh, my God.
What do you
Woody
mean?
Allen something? Oh, I'll get to that, sir. Okay. I will. But first up, I just want to mention that the Queen of England has so many houses that she decided to give one to Harry and Meghan.
What?
Oh, all nice. I got from my wedding was 2 plane tickets. Thanks, Dad, by the way. That was pretty nice of you. York Cottage, located at Sandra, whatever, estate, a 22,000-acre estate.
Cottage?
Yeah, it's really? Not a cottage. It's pretty big. It resembles 3 Merry England pubs, and it's very charming. Ooh. And they get to live there now when they feel like just going to their fancy little place.
How many acres?
Well, it's on a property that's 22,000 acres,
I hate
but it's not the only.
Harry's going to be doing a lot of
house.
Mowing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be tough.
It's, cute. It's very cute. I looked it up. It's very adorable. Okay. Woody Allen. You know how I love Woody Allen. Oh, God, he's the worst. He was on a television show talking about how he should be the poster boy of the Me Too movement. Here's what he had to say.
I should be the poster boy for the Me Too movement because I have worked in movies for 50 years. I've worked with hundreds of actresses, hundreds, and not a single one, big ones, famous ones, ones starting out, have ever, not a single one ever suggested any kind of impropriety at all.
Okay, can I just remind Woody Allen, who's clearly losing his mind, that his daughter accused him of assault, that he married his other daughter. Yes, she was adopted. It doesn't matter. And second, and third, Mariel Hemingway alleged that he attempted to seduce her when she turned 18 and he was 44 in her when he was filming Manhattan. Woody Allen, you are not the poster boy for the Me Too movement. You're a poster boy for a lot of other things, but not that one.
She's okay. Pretty harsh, isn't she? Yeah.
I think I'm totally right, and you can't convince me.
You know that they'll
otherwise.
Be coming out now.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Here you go, Woody. There's plenty of them.
I know, exactly. Yeah. It's like,
hey,
really? What are you doing?
Hey, okay. Let's go.
Hey, you guys, guess, remember this song?
Don't tell me.
Mr. Roboto.
Yeah.
Mr. Roboto, of course.
I once charged the stage at Meadowbrook Farm because Styx wouldn't play Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, well, apparently, and I didn't know this, you guys.
Animal.
I remember when
yeah.
this came out, and I was like, this is a really weird
songs.
Video. And it makes me feel funny. But Dennis DeYoung feels vindicated because the rest of the band didn't agree with his vision when they did this, Mr. Roboto, back in the day. And he predicted that Mr. Roboto will ultimately become Styx's most popular song over time. They refused to play it at concerts.
I
but
know.
Now they're finally
really?
Doing it. 35 years later to the day, June 2nd, 1983, I guess he had quit the band on stage because of Kilroy and Mr.
Tommy
Roboto.
Shock
Tommy
quit.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, they're playing it again. Mr. Roboto's back in rotation.
Finally.
Yeah.
I can go back.
Mr. Roboto.
I remember listening to Casey Kasem talk all about that album, Kilroy Was Here, and who Kilroy was, and World War II, and wasn't it
back
World
in
War II?
World War II.
Yes, exactly.
Back Kilroy.
I mean,
what to do
Casey,
is
I have
little
all
face.
This weirdo knowledge because of Casey Kasem. It's
here's
like,
our long-distance dedication.
And the Knuckles would be over the wall with Kilroy. And,
anyway, so I'm happy about that.
They're a great moving
that.
Company now down in Brockton.
That's
I used them
right.
when I moved.
And
Kilroy?
Yeah.
Legally Blonde 3 could be coming soon with Reese Witherspoon reprising her role as Elle Woods. So that's exciting. Good news.
Legally,
all around.
I think it's going to have to be Legally Gray.
Oh,
it's been a while. Oh, it's been a while. Come on.
Legally pick your
break.
Blonde color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buddy,
hey,
Woody
listen,
Allen.
Everybody.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
This is what you've been waiting for. Opportunity to win $1,000 in cash instantly. And on the line with us is a gentleman from Gloucester, Massachusetts. His name is Bill Johns. He's an environmental technician. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning. So, Bill, you feeling good? Yeah. Feeling excited about this?
I'm ready to go. I'm ready, anxious, and ready to win.
Do you watch a lot of Real Housewives, Bill?
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Do you think that's going to be a problem?
I'm kidding,
okay, I don't know. Okay, Bill, here's what's going to happen to you. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background ticking off the 60 seconds. At the end, there'll be a loud, annoying buzzer to indicate the time is up. If, by any chance, you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, you get $1,000 in cash. Now, at any time as you're moving through, you can say pass if you don't know the answer. Then, if there's time left over at the end, you can come back and pick them up. And once again, if you get them all, it's $1,000 in cash. So, are you prepared to go?
I am ready, willing, and able.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Three, two, one, go.
In Peter Pan, what sort of animal was Nana?
A cat.
In football, where do the Redskins come from?
Washington.
What does the B stand for in scuba diving?
Breathing.
What color is an Oscar award?
Gold.
Who was the first man to set foot on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
What is the capital of the state of Virginia?
Roanoke.
In Forrest Gump, his mom says, life is like a box of what?
Chocolates.
Who became the first U.S. president to resign in office?
Pass.
Who lost part of his ear to the teeth of Mike Tyson in 1997?
Evander Holyfield.
What is Minneapolis's twin city?
St. Paul.
Who became the first U.S. president to resign in office?
Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, well, you have lots of time.
You finished all the answers. You got all the answers in time.
But that's really the good news.
That's the good news. The bad news is
you didn't get them all right.
You missed three.
Okay, in Peter Pan, Nana was a dog. Richmond is the capital of Virginia, and Nixon was the first U.S. president to resign in office.
Wow.
But I was very
really
impressed
good.
With you.
But,
yeah,
really,
you
kept
your
cool, calm, and collected on the whole thing
here.
Yeah,
I like your style.
So we have a fine consolation prize for you. You've won a $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Ooh.
Watermelon is in season. Check out this month's edition of Savory Magazine for recipes for this nutritious, refreshing fruit. Wouldn't it be funny if they had Gallagher doing that? Pick up your copy today at your local Stop and Shop. Thank you very much for playing the game. I want you to have yourself a terrific day, and you can walk with your head held up high today. You did a great job, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Everybody else,
if you
want to play, you got to register. Log on to WRR.com. You could be a contestant playing next, and we would like to say thank you so much. You could win $1,000 in cash from our wonderful friends at Century Bank. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, really cool.
Okay, I thought he was on...
He was on point. A couple of little missteps, but you know what? We're getting closer.
Okay, strong player coming up today.
All right, well, you know what? Here's what's coming up next. Oprah. It's the real estate report. She has another house, and it's huge!
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
One of these crazy old nights, 105.7 WROR. Okay, I got to hear this. Tell me about Oprah's new house.
Oprah is crazy because she's got so much money, and she just drops money on houses all the time. Now she is the landowner in the Pacific Northwest. You'll have to take a ferry to find it, but major coin dropped on this home. It's a 43-acre estate on Orca Island, tucked away in an inlet north of Seattle. She purchased a property. It's got a name. You know, like, that's the best when
this
it has
is
a
probably
name.
Like by Bill Gates' place.
Madron Eagle. He lives on Whidbey Island, I think. I don't know. $8.275 million for the property. It comes with a main house. And it's not enough just to have a main house. You need a guest house.
A New Hampshire house as well, right?
A guest house, a gazebo with glass walls, a barn and a workshop, a sauna and a craft shed. The main house is three stories with four bedrooms and three baths. That's losing points. Should have four baths. The guest also has...
really?
It's the best when you have a house with each has an ensuite bathroom. I mean, come on. It's 2018, people. The guest house also has four beds, three baths, but significantly smaller in square footage.
Well, a good place for Stedman to stay.
She never even saw the property in person. She just bought it sight unseen. Oh,
really?
She's
walk in and buy it.
But wait,
like that.
There's more.
Okay, wait.
In my real estate story, because Ben Affleck, who knew, is selling his Georgia mansion. It's like a plantation. Oh my God, this place is even better than Oprah's. Oprah, you made a mistake.
My
you should have gone
it's
south.
In Georgia.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it is Georgia, but whatever. They're Georgia peaches and all. They're very nice down the south while they stab you in the back. So anyway, it's a celebrity mansion, and it's 87 acres. and it sits on the North Newport River. It's only on for sale for $8.9 million.
Oh, steal.
But there's the big main house, which is 6,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 4.5 bathrooms. See what I? Yep. 15-foot
yep.
ceilings.
He's a Hollywood guy,
and
you know?
A grand entrance with columns and a view. And then it's got there's the rustic oyster house. It's a 3-for-1. At 10,000 square feet, it's got cabins and summer camp. It has a wraparound porch, 5 bedrooms, plus views of the water everywhere you look. It's amazing. I got to put this on WROR.com because it is crazy. And then the third living quarter is called the Summer House, a single-story home with large deck and screen-in room to make entertaining easier. It has pitched ceilings and stone floors. It's really kind of cool and rustic. And it's a so if you were really smart, like I could do this with my brother and sister. We ever made the right financial decisions in our life previous to this moment.
Yes, you could
go 3-for-1. Like, I'd be like, let's buy this house together. You plop together, down. What's 8 divided by 3?
That would be
2 point something each. Is that right? Anyway, you know my point.
Yes, but,
you're not going to buy it.
That's right. Precisely. We understand completely.
Isn't that? It's awesome. Okay. I'll put all of it up on WROR.com. You're going to have house envy, and you're going to question your life choices as well.
Okay, just 10 minutes from right now, we are going to be talking with Andy Cohen. Now, this is an amazing thing because you may recall yesterday we were talking, we had a conversation here. If you could meet anybody in the entire world and have a conversation, just hang out with them, who would it be? And of all people, LBF says, Andy Cohen. I'm thinking, Andy Cohen, you got to be kidding me, see? So we do have to bring this up with
him.
I'm
so judgy about that.
I don't know.
We have to, because people were talking like the Pope and things like that.
That's the Pope, Doug.
So we're going to talk to Andy Cohen, and maybe we can actually broach this subject with him.
Okay.
Coming up next. Okay.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Oh, this is an exciting night coming up on Fox because it's episode 2 of Love Connection tonight at 9 on Fox. And we just happen to have your host on the line with us this morning, Andy Cohen.
Good morning, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Morning. Welcome back to the show. It's great to talk to you.
It's great to be here. I'm so happy about this series.
You are?
Tell us all about it.
It's just so fun. I think everyone loves hearing about first dates. And, you know, I love getting in there and finding out it's a reboot of the classic. And it was a big hit last summer on Fox, and they brought it back. And we've got more love connections this season. And we have so many funny daters. It's a lot of fun. And it's a perfect show for me to host.
What is the worst thing that single people seem to do on first dates?
Oh, wow. God, how much time do you have? I mean, people show up late. They stay on their phones. They don't dress for their dates. People are just very stupid when it comes to making a good impression.
What's the worst mistake you've ever made on a first date?
I'm a pro. What can I say?
Okay.
By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but Andy Cohen is now 50 years old, so happy birthday.
By the way, you just say happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
What was your best birthday gift?
I think my best birthday gift was John Mayer surprising me on Watch What Happens Live and hosting my show for me.
Oh, my God. What about the song he sang for you? That was amazing.
Oh. It was unbelievable.
Did he do My Body is a Wonderland?
No, he did It's My House by Diana Ross.
No, he covered a Diana Ross song for me.
Really?
It was crazy. It was really amazing.
Hey, Andy, do you sing?
I don't sing. I'm a terrible singer.
Oh, so that's his one flaw.
His one flaw.
Hey, I have a question for you about Real Housewives. Yeah. Speaking of dating and love connection, is being a Real Housewife the single worst thing you can do to your relationship?
I think it depends on where your relationship is. I think if your relationship is already not in an amazing place, then going on the Real Housewives may not be the best thing that you can do. If your relationship is great, then I think it's fine.
Okay, good. You ask great questions, and you manage to get these sometimes very secretive celebrities to give it up. I'm fascinated by this whenever I watch What Happens Live. What is your secret?
I think that they know that I'm on their team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think that when they come on my show, they know that I'm going to go there, and they know the deal with the show.
And there's a bartender.
And,
there is a bartender.
Yeah, the bartender. Yeah, don't forget the bartender.
I'm not in it to make anyone look bad or have anyone walk out of there mad at me.
Yep.
I just want to get the dirt. What can I say? I mean, Howard Stern is like my broadcasting role model, so.
Basically, you're a nice guy. I mean, really. But wouldn't you classify yourself as a nice guy?
I would.
Yeah,
I
okay, see.
Would.
When are you coming back to Boston, by the way? Last time I saw you, I was actually on the boat from Boston to Provincetown, and I totally shamelessly made you take a selfie with me. I was like, selfie or it didn't happen. So are you coming back anytime soon?
I don't have any plans to, but you never know. I mean, I come a few times a year.
Okay, look, Andy, now this is really a bizarre. We're talking to you today, and yesterday on the show, we were having a discussion about if you could meet anybody in the world, who would it be? And like Hank, he wanted to meet George W. Bush. Brian, you wanted to meet somebody in NASCAR.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Who you've had on your show.
Oh, I love
it. Of all the people in the world, LBF stunned me by saying, this is nothing against you because you're a fine man, a very creative guy, a bright guy, brilliant guy, wonderful guy. But she says, Andy Cohen. And I'm saying,
Oh, my God.
I'm so flattered.
No, I know. Really. Over the Queen of England and Katie Holmes.
And the Pope. You beat out the Pope.
Yeah.
So then my question to you is there any way we can work out a deal where she comes down to your show or something like that and you get to meet her and spend a little time so she can talk to you?
100%. I would love for you to come to the show. If I'm that guy on your list, that's amazing. I'm super flattered. And I think you should definitely come to my show.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought you were going to flat
no
turn
problem.
It down.
Yeah. That's great. I'm seriously going to come. I would
love it. I think you should. I think whoever set up this interview, you should say Andy invited me. I would be happy to have you.
Wow. Oh, that's okay. The best. This is the best birthday present you ever gave somebody for your birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Okay,
this is great.
Andy, we'll work out the deals, but more importantly, we'll be watching you tonight on Love Connection, 9 o'clock on Fox.
We may have just made one.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Cohen. Thanks a lot, Andy. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.